Hey, DJ BJ Clark, and you tuned in to another pop-up show. And now we don't have College Radio Directory on with us. I'm in the studio with the special guest, and I'm excited. Can I have my special guest go ahead and talk to, introduce yourself to everybody here in Central Illinois? What's your name?
My name is Zaya Janae.
Zaya Janae. Well, I want to thank you for coming, hanging out with here at the
thank
Independent
you.
Media Center. And did you have a good time? Now, ladies and gentlemen, 1 second, Zaya Janae. We got the Folks and Roots Festival going on. And Zaya Janae was our headliner for our youth showcase. And I'm telling you guys, she blew the stage on fire. And I say that because the vocals were on point. The music was solid. The performance was top-notch. The dancers were incredible. Now, let's talk about the dancers. We're in a room full of dancers already, and they came in to the studio here. So let's introduce your crew. Who's in the house with us?
Okay, so first up, we have Nevaeh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then second, we have Mike,
mm-hmm.
or Mike the Dancer.
Mike
and
the Dancer.
And then we have Victory.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
So, and then you was up there dancing too.
Yes.
You got a lot of energy. How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
15. Okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. I always ask this random weird question, but 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Wow. Okay. 5 years from now, I definitely want to be on tour.
Okay.
Okay. I see myself having a solid fan base.
Okay.
People who really rock with me and...
Yeah.
What else? And I want to have a song, let's just say on the Billboard. Yeah.
A song on the
things.
Billboard charts.
Yeah.
And all this can be done. And you're going to get there. All right.
Thank
believe
you.
In you. I really, truly do. And I'm going to support you any way I can. Now, when did you start singing?
Okay, I started singing when I was 10 years old.
10?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you say from 10 to now, has your singing evolved?
Many ways. Through all the vocal training, shout out to Miss Thomas. She's my vocal coach.
Okay.
So many things. I'm able to do so many more things in my voice, like riffs.
Mm-hmm.
The type of music that I even produce, I write my own songs. So
yeah.
The things, you know, being a teenager and going through things, you know, I'm able to express that through my music. So how I write,
yeah.
You know, my vocal capability.
Let's talk about how you yeah. write, though. Now, how many songs do you currently have? Do you have an EP? You got an LP
okay.
out? What you got going
so,
on?
So I have thousands of songs
thousands
that are unreleased
okay.
that are going to be released.
Yeah.
But I do have an EP that's going to be coming out
talk
towards
to
the
me.
End of the year, which
yeah.
is now.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
yes. It's
do you have a date?
Like
do we have
songs?
A? Are we got a date we dropping?
No, we don't have a date
okay.
because we're really trying to get it right so people can really enjoy it.
Understand
but it's coming
that.
Soon. Just
yeah.
know it's coming
yeah.
soon.
Got to
so.
Keep you. I see what you're doing. You're building that suspense.
Hoping.
Go ahead.
And I'm also hoping to come out on my birthday, October 26th.
October
yes.
26th. Well, happy birthday. And
you.
Also, we got some fantastic news to talk about. Now, you're from, where are you from?
I'm from, okay, a lot of places. Chicago.
There you go. Stand up.
Yes.
Okay, Chicago in the house.
But I was born
no, honestly,
in Missouri.
Where were you born?
I was born in Missouri.
Missouri, okay,
yes.
okay. You ever go back?
Yes, many
yeah.
times I have.
Yeah. All right, any shout-outs to those that are back at home or any more shout-outs you want to give?
I mean, first of all, shout-out to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They've always supported me, always instilled so many lessons in, like, to me. Shout-out
mm-hmm.
to my auntie over here, always supporting me.
Yeah, what's auntie's name? What's mom's name?
My mom's name, like, real name? I can't say the real name.
You can say her first name.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
my mom's
you can.
Name
you're
is
on the radio.
Nina.
Nina?
Yes.
Okay.
Nina. My dad's name is Dexter.
All right.
Okay,
shout out to
auntie's
Dexter.
My name is Janaea.
Janaea.
See, I forgot
oh,
it.
Okay, okay,
yes,
okay.
So shout out to many people. My granddad
yeah.
for supporting me also.
Right.
Everybody back in Missouri, just everybody, has
mm-hmm.
poured into me.
Now, let me ask you this. If there was a young Zaya... Did I get it? I got it right, right?
Zaya.
A younger Zaya. Now, let's say we went back to when you were like 9 or 10, all right? Before you was like, I'm going to be a singer, and this is really what I want to do. What would you say to yourself? How would you, what advice would you give yourself 5 years ago?
Wow, okay. Advice I would give myself is embrace mistakes.
Mm.
Embrace them and grow from it. You know what I mean? Don't shy away from making mistakes.
Wise words from somebody so young. Go ahead, keep preaching.
Because, of course, in what I'm doing, I mm-hmm. make a lot of mistakes. And sometimes it's hard to accept it.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that now. So I want to tell myself ahead of time that it's going to be a lot of mistakes. It's going to be a lot of no's. But you got to keep going.
Got to
so.
Keep going. Yeah. And as long as you believe in yourself, you other people will believe in you.
Yes.
Okay.
That is so true.
Now, I always ask this random weird question, too. I'm a man of faith. I'm a man, I believe in speaking things into existence. Mm-hmm. And I also believe in the law of attraction. So, with that being said, how would you have to say, because in life we have these different chapters as we get older. So this question is going to evolve over and over and over. And that's the only way that we're going to grow anyways, is if we change, right? So, with that being said, I believe that we're all here for a purpose in this world by God, all right? What would you say right now is your purpose in life?
Wow, okay. Of course, I'm still discovering my purpose, but I say my purpose is to give lessons through my music. I don't know.
Okay.
Like sharing things that I've experienced and helping people through music.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's my purpose right now.
All right. So this song, Champion. Yes. How long did it take you to write this song?
Ooh, okay. Not that long. Probably like in just sitting down jamming.
Yeah.
My dad actually make beats and everything. So we usually sit down and jam, but you know, just jamming and sitting down.
Does your dad co-write with you? Are there co-writers on this song?
What? Where'd I get my talents from? Yes.
Okay.
My mom, my dad.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Gratitude, appreciation. Hey, being thankful and grateful is a secret in this industry. All right. You won't get very far if you're not appreciative and grateful and thankful. Trust me. And believe. Now, I see you got a little video. Is this a video here?
Yes, but you
might want to talk about the video. What's up? Talk to me.
Talk about the video? Okay.
Sure.
So the video, we did it at a park district.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we got there. It was cold.
Oh, we shout out the camera guy, the camera crew, the director.
Right. Shout out to Money Strong,
who
was there.
Yeah. Okay.
Money Strong, and I remember that day it was cold outside.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was very cold, and we were wearing shorts, so, yeah. But we got through it. We were dancing on bleachers.
Okay.
We're
going to watch it here in a second. But the next question is, because you brought up something really good. Over the last 5 years of your musical journey so far, what kind of trials and tribulations have you had, and how have you overcome those? How have you, persevered?
Trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like, I could talk about nerves.
Yeah.
First performing, you know what I mean?
What was your first performance at?
Now, I can't even say.
Okay.
Was it at my Uncle Sean's house?
Cool.
Right. I remember. Yes. Yeah. Probably at my Uncle Sean's house. And that's when I was
Shout out
little.
To Uncle Sean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Sean.
All right.
But,
and your next performance is where?
My next performance is actually, so I made it to the finals on the Chicago Next Showcase.
Ooh,
so that's on October 21st at the Chicago Agricultural Center.
Say it one more time.
I made it to the finals for the Chicago Next Showcase, so make sure y'all come out to see me perform at the Chicago Agricultural Center.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Chicago, what is the Culture Center? And that's 78 East Washington Street in Chicago. That's Saturday, October 21st, 2023. Doors open at 6 p.m., correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, fans-to-be, because I know there's at least 40,000 people listening right now, okay? Fans-to-be, fans-to-gain, how can they gain access to your music, to your social?
Okay, all you got to do is look up Zaya Janae. On all streaming platforms, all music platforms, all social medias. Should I spell that out?
Spell it out, girl.
Okay. So it's Z, I, A, space, J, E, N, A, Y, E.
Well, young lady, I see you're gonna do really well in this music industry.
Thank you.
And
so
I want to thank you for coming on and being a guest here at 104.5. And with that being said, I want you to introduce your song for everybody right here in Central Illinois. Go for it.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Zaya Janae, and here's Champion. Featuring Fella 88.
You heard it first right here on 104.5 WRF. Yoo!
I go to you, tell me to stop. I had you screaming out heavy like I broke the levy. Now look at you, better but not. I say you need a tie, you say you need a water. Well, you must just be ready to watch. I got a ghost to put me in the game. I don't even need a sub. Look at me, baby. I'm going 30 for 30 plus OT. I'm dropping the club. Shout out the shot. Putting a shot out the shot. I know when the mic get a pass. Now we going shot out the shot. Cause even if I miss, I'm back like T-Mac up the grass. It's all about time, man. It's all about rhythm. Girl, I hope you find it. Arch is ridiculous. The form is so sickening. Shit, I'm about to clump. Who taught you this shit? Cause girl, you a trophy. Now I'm like, what mine's that? Shit got me starstruck. I would give you my heart, but I know you can't sign that.
You're my champion. Champion, the winner playoff. We done been through many seasons. We ain't never taking days off. You're my champion.
The best in this studio, man. What's up? Good job. So we got an EP coming out October 27th. Now, are they gonna have that R&B sound like that? It's nice. It's
smooth.
They're gonna
have a bunch of everything.
Okay.
It's gonna be some upbeat stuff. It's gonna be stuff like that on there. Just y'all gotta check it out on October 26th.
Definitely.
Because it's gonna be comprised of a bunch of things.
I'm hoping. On October 27th, what day is that following?
26.
What day is
Hopefully.
That? What day is that? Is that a Friday? Thursday?
That's a
Wednesday?
Well, I don't even know my own
that's
birthday. I think
Thursday.
That's a Thursday. You know what? I want to extend this this olive branch, so to speak. I want you to be a guest at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Not in person, over the phone. That's just fine. All right? And I want to play your EP for everybody here in Central Illinois.
Thank
on
you
on
so
that
much.
Day. Okay?
Of course.
You cool with that?
Of course.
All right. So we're friends on Instagram now. So I'm going to hit you with the questions that I'm going to ask you. And we're going to just basically how we doing now. Just hang out. You cool with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll see you on the 26th.
Yes.
All right. Till then, I want you to be positive and stay positive, and I'll see you in the future. All
Thank
right,
you.
Y'all. Thank you again. Any last words? Any last words before we go?
Check me out.
Yeah.
I'm dope. And it's Zaya Janae.
Zaya Janae.
Follow me on everything, y'all.
Yes. One more time. Zaya Janae on everything. But if they were going to find one song that you wanted them to download tonight, what song is that?
It's on SoundCloud, and it's called Virus.
It's called Virus. Yes. It's called what?
So it's exclusively dropped on SoundCloud. It's called Virus.
Oh, man. Yeah. So it's not on YouTube?
No, but it will be dropping.
Well, guess what? You're going to have to send me some MP3s before the big day. Because okay. I'm telling you, I need to play that one. I need to play that. You going to send it now? Yep. They going to send it now. Wow. It's such an honor. Thank you so much. So if you had any artists that you wanted to collab with, what artist, who would you collaborate with in studio?
Wow. I've never really thought about that. Okay.
Okay.
Beyonce, of course.
Oh, yes. Did you go see Beyonce in concert?
No.
You did?
No.
What's your name? Victory. Victory went. How did it go, Victory?
It was good. I cried.
She said it was good. She cried. Well, man, I would have cried, too. I couldn't get the tickets.
Everybody.
I couldn't get the tickets. My the lead singer of my band, Haki and them, he went two times. He went in Chicago, and he went in St. Louis.
Wow.
Very jealous, but it's okay. I'm very proud of him. But anywho, so when it comes to making these songs, I know you said your dad makes the beats. Mm-hmm. Does your dad also record you?
No, so that's actually my mom.
Mom!
We built a studio about like 2 years ago in our own basement.
Okay,
So my mom is my engineer. She's been engineering me for long time.
That's what's up. Y'all keep it in the family now.
Of course.
That's what's up. Okay. And DJBJClark@gmail.com. For those that are listening, if you guys want to send us an MP3 or a WAV file, send it to, well, this is a personal thing, but we'll get there. 104.5 FM. WFM.WRFU@gmail.com for those that are like, hey, I want to get my music on the radio. Well, that's how you do it, folks. And don't forget, we're teamed up with College Radio Directory. If you guys are looking for 250 college independent radio stations that are willing and wanting, that's the whole thing, folks. It's they're wanting and willing to play your music. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. Anywho, plan on doing TV?
Like acting?
Yeah.
Of course. That's always been my dream. Yeah. I want to be like a person with many passions. I have so many passions.
You got the personality.
And you got
the look. You got the look, you know.
Thank you.
So that's cool. All right, Mom, how's that track going? Excellent. So we got something special here for you guys. In studios, you guys know how we are when we're live. We just have a good time. We hang out for a second, get to talk to the artist. Now, tonight, how did you feel about your performance tonight?
I feel really good about my performance.
Feel good.
I'm excited to do this same performance, like kind of like a rendition at the Chicago Next Showcase. So I'm just excited.
Do you feel like your team did a great job tonight?
Yes.
Do you guys have like a thing you do before the show, like a pep talk, a high five, or anything like that?
Yes. So all the time we pray before we go.
Oh, look at
you
that.
You know, because we try to get all of our fears. We pray away our fears.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're going to pray, you don't stress.
So. I feel that. Yes. I feel that. Mom, did it come to DJBJClark@gmail.com? Yeah, DJBJClark@gmail.com. It sure enough did. Oh, here we go. I'm being coached right now, y'all. And that's all right with me. There it is. All right. So I get the exclusive on this song.
Yes.
With that being said, you get to introduce this. All right. And also, just for a heads up, Mom and Auntie, y'all get to go back later and catch this interview, if you want, on WRFU.net. All right. I'll make sure I'll orchestrate that so y'all can get that. Okay. All right, excellent. Anywho, go ahead, introduce the song, tell the world who you are one more time and what song we about to listen to.
Okay, y'all, it's Zaya Jhené, and this song right here is called Virus.
You heard it first, right here.
You can tell if you pull crap, been putting up with enough alert. Sick and tired of getting nothing back. When I gave you the shirt off my back, hurt me so, you do. But why am I still in love with you? I'm so fed up, just can't seem to get it right. Calling out first, calling
believe I'm no more cheeky watchy when I see you alone. So I'm calling out virus, calling out virus on your phone. You won't text me or call me, but I'm no more cheeky watchy when I see you alone.
Champions, ready or not, I play y'all.
out five positions. I go to you, tell me to stop. I had you screaming out heavy like I broke the levee. Now look at you at it, but now I say you need a tie, you say you need a water. Well, you must just be ready to watch. I got a ghost to put me in the game. I don't even need a sub. Look at me, baby. I'm going 30 for 30 plus OT. I'm dropping the gloves. Shout out the shot. Putting a shot out the shot. I know when the mic get a pass. Now we going shot out the shot. Cause even if I miss, I'm back like T-Mac up the glass. It's all about time, man. It's all about rhythm. Girl, I hope you find it. Arch is ridiculous. The form is so sickening. Shit, I'm about to clone. Who taught you this shit? Cause girl, you a trophy. Now I'm like, what mine's that? Shit got me starstruck. I would give you my heart, but I know you can't sign that.
You're my champion. You're my champion. But when I play off, we done been through many seasons. We ain't never taking days off. You're my champion. Champion, you're my champion.